Hey, you want to support all the Upstairs Studio podcasts? It's as simple as this. Use our Amazon link when you shop Amazon. We get a small percentage of what you spend. You don't pay any extra. You get your stuff from Amazon. Everybody wins. Where do you find the link? Well, it's on the Explorations Early Learning app. You can find it on the Explorations Early Learning website. And if you don't find it in those places, just get a hold of Jeff on Facebook or via email, and he'll hand deliver it to your inbox. Thanks for your support. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Dirty Playologist. It took some doing, but we drugged Keisha and Barb into the studio to record. They're going to be digging deep and getting to the roots of play. Things like knowledge, skills, understanding, and power. Here are your hosts, Keisha and Barb.
Hey, here's part two of Barb interviewing Keisha. Enjoy.
All right. So speaking of crazy things, what is the craziest thing that you have done for a loose part? Now, just anybody who doesn't know Keisha, Keisha is somewhat known for her procurement of loose parts. Things seem to just happen around her that have to do with loose parts. So I'm wondering what your craziest thing you've done for a loose part.
I don't know if I ever told you this or you guys, but okay. So there's these big, huge pipes that people use for construction, I guess. They put them under the ground. They're black and they're kind of ribbed. And And I see them. I remember seeing them when I first got on Facebook and I was looking at different play-based programs. And I saw one and I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I got to get one. So for about, honestly, like 2 years, I would search and search. And like, I always had my eyes open for them. I was always like thinking about how I was going to get one of these things. Well, one day I went to go pick up my daughter from a sleepover. We're driving back home and I see one. And it's like sitting next to a dumpster behind a business. So I hit a U-turn and I go over there. And my daughter the whole time is like, Mommy, please just take me home. Can you just... Because they're so used to me doing this. It's so embarrassing to them. Like, I will stop and dig in the trash if I see something in the trash. So she's like, oh my gosh, just take me home. And I'm like, no, we're just going to go over here. So I go over and I go to the business, knock on the door. Nobody answers. Knock on the door again, nobody answers, and then out from around the corner comes this guy, and I'm like, hey, I noticed you guys have this pipe over here. I'm opening a nature-based preschool, and I'd love to have that on my playground. It was by the trash can. Like, it was clearly not being used.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yes, by the dumpster, you can have it. Great, I was so excited. So I went and I started rolling it over to my car, and at the time I had a van, and I could not fit it into my van. Like, it was... maybe 4 inches too round to go in it.
Wow.
So I was like trying to shove it. I was like, forget this. So I left it there and I ran home real quick. And I went to my husband. And I was like, babe, I need you to get your work truck. We got to go. And he was watching football. He was like, and my husband will say no. And he means it. Like, he was like, no. Nah. So I groveled. I was like, you don't understand. I've been looking for one of these for 2 years. And the man said I can have it. Finally, he got up. Took me there. So we're there parked and we're like trying to shove this big thing into his car. And we finally get it in. We close everything up. We're about to drive away and somebody walks out of the business. And he's like, excuse me, may I help you? And I was like, hey, yeah. I spoke to another guy earlier and he was like, what other guy? And I was like, there was a guy. He pulled up and he told me I could have this. And he was like, there's no other guy besides me here. And I was like, well, I'm opening up a preschool. So I told him the spiel. And he was like, well, I'm going to have to call the owner because I don't know. So he gets on the phone. He's calling the owner. And the owner's not answering. And I was like, well, how about you give me the owner's number and then I'll call him. So we left the piece there. And I was supposed to, like, call the owner to find out if we can come back and get it. So,
oh, your husband must have loved you at that point.
I know. He was like giving me the evil eyes because, you know, this is only one story of the many things I've had him pick up. So we're driving back home, and it's like silent treatment. We get in the house. He goes back downstairs to watch football, and I'm upstairs. And I had this uneasy feeling. I don't know why. I just had this uneasy feeling. And then I get this knock on my door that sounds like I'm about to get arrested. I open the door, and then it's the cops. And I was like, hi. And they're like, and I was like, hi, can I help you? And they were like, I don't know. Can you help me? And he was like quizzing me, like, why do you think I'm here? Did you do something today? And I was like, well. So I told him the story, and apparently the owner came. He was really upset because apparently they had been robbed not too long ago. And he was like, how do I know it wasn't you who robbed me? And I was like, my mouth was wide open. And I was like, I'm trying to open a preschool. If I get arrested, I won't be able to get a license. And he was like, I was like, I just wanted a pipe for my playground. And he was like, I want to press charges on her. And the cop was like, I'm not, you can't press charges on her for this. So end of the story, I did not get my tube. I had to go back and face the man.
Oh.
It was so embarrassing. They like took me away in their cop car back to the place. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
In the back?
Yes, they put me in the cop car. And oh, here's the kicker. My husband had no idea. He was still downstairs watching football. I came back to the house, and I looked at my kids, and they looked at me because they knew someone knocked on the door, and they knew mom went away, but they didn't know why. And then I couldn't hold the secret, so I went downstairs, and I was like, babe. He was like, what? And I was like, you won't believe what just happened. And I told him. He was like, oh my gosh, Keisha, that's it. That's the last time. So that was my exciting story of getting into.
So just for the record, if you would have not ended up with a record, would you have spent a night in jail for that pipe?
At that point, maybe. Maybe at that point, because I had no idea that a year later somebody would donate me one. And I literally looked for those pipes for so long. I saw them around town, like at construction sites, but my husband told me, if I take one, I'm going to go to jail. So,
yeah. And then it almost happened.
Yeah, look, I should listen. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. You know, we have a lot of insights and a lot of ideas, crazy ideas like pipes, on the show that we talk about. Where is the best place that you come up with your insights?
Two places. It's either three places. It's either in the shower, driving to work, because I have a really long drive down a country road, or in my sleep, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I grab, like, whatever to write with, like eyeliner, mascara, a pen, a crayon, and I write it on whatever, a receipt, a napkin, and then when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what in the hell is this? I have no idea what it is in the morning, but I do. I dream ideas. It's crazy.
Maybe I should buy you a journal.
Yeah.
And you can keep it beside your bed. And
yeah, that would be so organized.
Bathroom mirror.
You know, that would be so organized and so not me.
Yeah. It's like, how's your journal? I don't know. I can't find it.
Exactly. I have 50 journals, none of which are near my bed.
Okay, so speaking of inspiration, who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
Oh, that's so hard. You said the children, and I have to agree, it is the children.
Yeah.
But that's, I think it's collectively, like, all the connections that I've made on the internet. Just all the, because I'm visual, so seeing pictures of it in action. That's why I always want to, like, see pictures. I want to see adventure playgrounds. I want to see videos of children in action because that inspires me. That, like, having that real visual inspiration helps me. So I guess everybody who's all about play on the internet inspires me greatly.
Awesome. Okay. Heading back to school, if you can remember back that far, what was your best and your worst subject?
Ooh, it's weird because at different times it was different things. Math, by far, was my worst. always. I never believed that I could do math. Like, it was in my head. It was tough for me, I think, because I probably was introduced to skills too early for me. So by the time I probably could understand it, I had already decided that it wasn't my thing. So I kind of just shut off. I didn't read super early, but once I did learn how to read, I loved it. I love speaking and presenting. So I would say, like, English was my favorite. I mean, aside from PE and art, you know, those kind of classes. But I really loved English. I loved reading. I loved writing. I loved doing reports.
Perfect. Speaking of reading,
I'm sorry. I know that's reading, but I have to go back. In high school, my favorite class was child development because we had real life children in a real life classroom, and we got to really work with children. And I did that every year of my high school career, even though I didn't get credit for it the last 2 years because you could only get 2 years worth of credit. But yeah, that was the same
with me. I did the same thing. I went and worked in a couple different places and with kids, and mm-hmm. I only got credit for the first one, and I went back as well.
We got a different kind of credit. We got a different kind of credit. Interesting. You know?
Mm-hmm. Finding things that we have in common. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to reading. What book are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm ADD, so I'm always reading lots of books.
So, okay, top three then.
Right now, I'm reading The Importance of Being Little. I am rereading The Culture of Childhood. And I guess that's all I'm really reading. Like, I have a couple other ones that I refer back to, but those are the two that I'm, like, actively reading.
All right. So what is your favorite book of all time?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Favorite book? Any kind of book?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know. I can't answer that one. I can tell you when I was a child, I had this book called Wait Till Helen Comes. That was, like, my favorite book. I don't know if I don't know if since then I ever picked a favorite book, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in the last maybe 10 years, I only read ECE books for the most part. I haven't really been reading, like, outside of ECE. And my favorite ECE books are It's Okay Not to Share, The Kids Are Worth It, and The Culture of Childhood. Those are my
top three
favorite ECE books.
All right. How would you describe your school philosophy in three words?
Okay, I'm thinking. Natural. Authentic natural childhood.
Ooh. You did much better than I did on that question.
No, I thought yours was good. I thought your answer was good. Because it could mean so much. I thought it was a good answer.
Okay, so what are your hobbies?
Reading ECE books, collecting loose parts. collecting loose parts.
Yep.
Writing blogs. But outside of early childhood, my favorite hobbies would be dancing. I am big into camping, but not like, I guess I shouldn't say big into because we camp in cabins, but I like traveling.
Glamping. You're glamping.
Yes. I like glamping and I like traveling. We don't really travel like far, but I like little weekend trips. Just spending time with my family. Really? That's what I enjoy doing. I don't know if that's a hobby though. For a hobby, I would say, I don't know. My hobbies are ECE stuff, so.
Yeah, I would probably put collecting loose parts as probably your top hobby.
Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and you're really good at it. Okay, what would be your superpower if you could pick one?
My superpower would be the ability to, no, let me not say that. That's kind of cheesy. my superpower, what would it be? I guess the power of calm. Like, not getting freaked out. Not, like, you know, zen. That's my superpower. Being calm. Seeing the bright side of things. You know, instead of x-ray vision, I have bright side vision. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Is that?
Ooh, yeah. Does that work? That's good. So as a follow-up question to that, if you could have any superpower to add on to make yourself better, what would it be? Well, not necessarily not better, that one, just but... in general. Like, I'll give you an example. My superpower I would like to have would be to stop time, because
ooh,
I think time gets in the way of a lot of stuff, and I would just love to go to, you know, the forest school and just say, okay, time stopped, and then, you know, whatever can happen, mm-hmm, and that sense of timelessness.
Oh, that's so that a would good be answer. It's a good answer. Now my answer is going to sound dumb. I was going to be like, if I could fly or something. I don't know. Fly. That's the best one I can.
So why would you want to fly?
Because it's fun.
Because it's cool.
Because I can see things from a different point of view.
Oh.
That was my deep answer.
Very good. Okay. Do you have a class pet?
We do. We have two now. We have Minnie the bunny, who thinks she's a dog. And we have, she does, she genuinely thinks she's a dog. And we have a fish that no one has ever named. I want to call him Bubba, but the kids haven't named him yet. But he eats worms. He's like, one of our parents caught him at a local pond.
Fish that eats worms?
Well, he's a pond fish. One of our parents caught him at a local pond, and he's big, and he has a mean mug on his face all the time. And if you put a worm in his cage, it's like watching Jaws. So the kids search for worms. They do. And when they find one, you just hear this herd of kids running in. We got a worm! We got a worm! We got a worm! And then they dangle it over the thing, and they drop it in. They watch him stalk it. And when he eats it, everyone goes, ah! And then they go running back outside to go find more. So I'm not even joking. It's
that is awesome.
And he ate all. We had tadpoles this year. Mm-hmm. He ate every tadpole. Every day we would come in and be like, we used to have 10. Now we have 5. Now we have 2. Okay, we have none. So we know now that the tadpoles cannot go in there with him.
No, yeah. what would be a good theme song for your life or your school?
I picked Don't Worry About a Thing. Every little thing is going to be all right. Because I don't worry. I just don't. Even when it's like, it's stressful owning a business. It is. It's stressful at times having so many beautiful lives in your hands that you're in, you know, that you're there to protect. It's stressful being a mom. Life is stressful. But I just don't worry because everything's going to be all right. So I would say that's my theme song.
Awesome. Okay. What are the last 3 items that you bought for your business?
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't want to say the stuff that I bought this weekend for the concert, because that wasn't that fun. But before that, I went to my favorite thrift store, which is out of town. I went to go visit my cousin, and every time I go down there, we go to this thrift store. And I have a couple students who have horses at their house, and they're like really into horses. And the thrift store had so many horses, and I had felt the need to buy every last horse that the whole place had. So I bought about 20 horses, like little horse, like figurine things. They had these really cool Tonka trucks, like big ones. Like my kids are sitting on them and like riding them. But they're not riding toys. They're like the real trucks. So I got 3 of those. That's all they had. I got those 3. And then I got some really cool clothes for dress up. I got an authentic Korean, not a kimono, but the kimono fabric. It's a jacket. I guess it's like a jacket that would go with a traditional wear. I got that. And then I got a Indian wrap, like a top with a wrap to add to my dress up area from the thrift store. So those are the three things that I bought, three main things.
All right. And question number 20, what should every teacher try at least once in their lifetime?
Every teacher at least once in their lifetime should try to have a day where they say very little. Just see what happens if they say virtually nothing. Just see how the day goes. See what the children do without us dictating it. And I've done this before plenty of times where my staff and I purposely say, all right, today we're going to like really, really, really step back and just see what happens if we bite our tongue, if we observe more and do less and talk less, which is what we do all the time, but like sometimes take it to another level. So I think if every teacher tries it once to just really remove themselves and see what happens, I think they're going to learn something about their students.
Very interesting. Well, I am glad that we decided to do these shows. I learned a lot about you that I did not know before.
Oh, cool. I enjoyed it as well. I learned a lot about you. And I'm looking forward to hopefully doing this 20 questions with some other guests that we're going to be having on soon, huh?
That would be a good idea.
All right. So where can they find you? Was that my last question?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that was your last question. So now wow. You can ask me my question.
Wow, I know. And your question is, where can people find you?
Where can people find me? So I am on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Barry Forrest Kindergarten, and that's Barry spelled B-A-R-R-I-E. And there you can get links to our blog and articles and all the interesting stuff. How about you, Keisha? Where do they reach you?
All right, you can find me at facebook.com/discoveryearlylearning and on our website at discovery-play.com. But you know what? I also want to tell you guys where to find the Play Empowers blog. You would just go to playempowers.blogspot.com, and there are articles written by myself, Barb, and other early educators. So check that out.
Yes, and you can find information about the conference on there that's coming up in June as well, right?
Yep, the Play Empowers Conference, which is a huge deal, and I think we're going to do a show about that coming up soon so that you guys can learn about what's coming up in June, and hopefully yes. Some of you will join us. We're going to do a live show, aren't we?
Yes, yeah, we're going to try and do a live taping.
That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. Maybe you guys can give us some things that you want to hear about, some topics that you're interested in, things that you want us to talk about, or questions that you can send in to us. What is our Dirty Playologist Facebook? Let's see. I'll pull that up. That way, if you guys have any questions that you want to contribute to that live show, you can post them there. It is facebook.com/Dirty Playologist. Thank you, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Dirty Playologist. Back next week with another episode. Thanks for listening.
You can have all the Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio podcast with our new app. Just search your app store, Apple, Android, Kindle. We don't care what you use. Search the app store for Explorations Early Learning. Download the app. Give it a try.